Actually, it's very important for those who are planning to get married, inshallah, because we're going to be talking about the wedding of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wedding of the best of mankind, which means everything we talk about is sunnah now. And for those who already are married, they hopefully have children who are going to get married, inshallah, one day. So either way, we learn a lot from the wedding of the best of mankind. And by the way, when we talk about all 12 wives, we do not know much details about how exactly they got married to the Prophet ﷺ. Not as much as Aisha radiallahu anha. Why? Because Aisha was young, good memory, and she narrated everything happened. So the one who tells us the story about them getting married was Aisha radiallahu anha herself. So she said, and again, I will remind myself and everyone that this is the marriage of the best of mankind. If you want to have a marriage, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the key. And remember, we wonder at our time what happened to our families. Why do people get so many divorces? Why can't the couples who get married today stay together for more than a few months, and then you see cases of divorce everywhere, every day? What's going on? Because we're not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha says, since the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam proposed to me, and of course my family was very happy, my mother wanted to prepare me for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was very skinny, so she was forcing me to eat. She wanted me to gain some weight. Even these details, you see, she said, she used to call me anytime we have any, you know, food that can give me some weight, any fat food, anything like that, so I can gain some weight before the day of the wedding, the day of the marriage. Now afterwards, she said, when I was 9 years old, the month of Shawwal, right? The month of Shawwal. The day of the wedding, I was playing with my friends when my mother came and she called me. Aisha radiallahu anha is telling us the story. She said, come quickly, we need to get ready for the nikah, for the wedding tonight. It was the same day. So she said she took me to a small house. I'd never been there before. When I entered there, I was surprised. I saw a lot of ladies. The moment I got there, they started putting the zinat, the nice stuff on me. One of them took my hair. She started braiding my hair, making it look nice. You see, preparing her for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these things are from the sunnah, by the way. So, and one of them started, combing my hair. The other one was putting some roses on me. The other one was showing me the dresses, what you want to dress up for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, I was very happy. I couldn't wait for the moment until the Prophet ﷺ gets there. And then the Prophet ﷺ prepared the walima for the marriage. Again, that tells us that this is a sunnah. But the question here, how much did that cost the Prophet ﷺ? Did he pay $60,000 for the big hall? And he, gathered all these people and maybe disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like some people do. The first day, how do we expect Allah to please us, to give us barakah? When people are dying around the world, they cannot afford a piece of bread. And in one night, some people spend more than $60,000 and $70,000 and $80,000. And subhanAllah, that night, one time I had this discussion with one of the sisters. Normally the sisters are the one who insist on that one. They want a big one. They tell you, this is the night of my life, right? This is a memory that I will remember to the end of my life. So I want to have a nice memory. I said, and if you get divorced, this nice memory becomes a bad memory you don't want to remember. It becomes something you want to forget as soon as possible. So all the money you spent, and you get more people to give you more evil eye because the big hall and all these things, and there is a bigger chance of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did the walima by the way, and the sunnah, the Prophet himself was serving the people. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was serving the people. Even something funny happened. As he was serving the people, he came by some young girls, just really little girls. So he wanted to give them some milk. They were shy. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they were hungry, right? But they were kind of, what are we going to do? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them the milk. They said, no, we're okay. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and he said, don't combine two sins, hunger with lying. You're hungry and now you're lying. So don't combine these two and take the milk from me. You see the beautiful, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated the people. Then Aisha says, everybody left. The only one who stayed with me in the house was Asma bint Zayd. She was the one taking care of my hair. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got there and he sat by me. She said, I was so happy. Imagine the best of mankind, Prophet Muhammad sitting by her. He got a pot of milk and he gave it to me. She said, I was too shy, so I looked kind of down, you know, I cannot drink before you. Asma said, oh, Aisha, he's your husband now. You should not be shy. Get something. So she said, I put just a little bit in my mouth. He took it back. And again, all this is sunnah. When people get married, this is what they should do. If they want to be happy, like Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Aisha were, we're going to talk about how happy they were to the last day of their marriage, by the way, the day when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. So after she drank, we mentioned that this one before, he took the pot and he drank from the same spot where Aisha radiallahu anha drank.